In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
911 emergency.
Search goes on in San Francisco for the man known as the Zodiac Killer.
In New York, the search continues for the .44 caliber killer.
See if you can explain to me why I would want to be a Scientologist.
Betches Media presents...
Tell me we have a lead.
Stone Cold, no.
It was literally like the Hunger Games.
Not another true crime podcast.
What can I say? Tough titties.
It's all fun and games until someone gets hurt.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Not Another True Crime Podcast. If I sound tired, it's because I watched the Oscars for like 5 fucking hours yesterday.
Yikes.
Along with Danny.
I know. Hi, everybody. At Cash for Danny, Cash with a K. I didn't watch all the Oscars because my TV wasn't working, and I feel like it was... I just watched old school Beverly Hills Housewives, and I feel like I kind of lucked out.
I really wish I was watching Real Housewives of Potomac instead of the Oscars.
I was late to the game. I just started that yesterday,
It's very good.
It is good.
Casey has nothing to add.
But I did see Teresa last Wednesday at Watch What Happens Live.
Yes, how was it?
She brought 20 people with her, and it was...
That's like the whole studio.
It was... They had to rotate her guests in and out, during commercial breaks.
Wow.
she had everybody, including her bunkmates.
Oh,
from prison.
Yeah,
camp.
Cool.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Wait, I love that.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
The same time, I ended up crashing the Summer House premiere party that night.
Oh, you went?
I went.
I had a volleyball game, so I didn't go.
I would have loved to have, like, because
I wish I'd known you were going.
Everyone just had abs and like was pretty, and I didn't shower. And I feel like people started handing me the empty drinks, being like, "You have to work here, right?" And I was like, "No, I don't actually."
So oh my god,
how fun! Look at us all. We're so connected.
We're so connected.
Yeah. To Bravo.
So close yet so far.
Yet so far away. Yeah.
I hope Martinis and Murders listen, because I saw that they were bartenders on Watch What Happens Live, and fun. I'm putting it out into the universe and the world.
We should do that.
Then we could do Pinot Grigio shots with Andy.
Yeah. Oh, and he'll be like, "What the fuck is this?" Like, Andy would not be down. I feel like
no. Well, I think they also put. It seemed like they put not alcohol, but he said you can put a little tequila in mine today. I think they water them down so that they can continue to work.
That makes sense.
Insider.
That's what I do also at the office when I drink tequila at work.
Yeah. I add ice to water it down.
Exactly.
Pardon me.
I do feel like I need a drink today after like just all the Oscar stuff, but then at the same time, I'm like, I should never drink again.
Oh, did you? Okay.
You know what I mean?
Did you have some fun?
Did you get drunk watching the Oscars?
No, I actually didn't drink, but I went to like brunch with my friend beforehand. So then I came home, took a nap, woke up, was super disoriented for the Oscars.
The queen of brunch.
It wasn't that crazy.
I brunch every weekend.
I've retired from brunch.
I don't brunch anymore.
Because it never ends well for me.
I just get hungry. Like hungry.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's not a good look.
I mean, I didn't plan to do like an unlimited brunch, and we didn't. We just had like a few drinks at brunch.
You're like, a few means seven.
It was four.
I actually did my wedding tasting though this weekend and had like a glass and a half of wine while we were doing that. And I was like, everything's great.
There you go.
Like we full on had wedding dinner at 1 p.m. It was great.
Actually, we should just get McDonald's, guys.
Let's just get McDonald's. This is a big cheat weekend. Back on the diet today, except for that I had to finish this pizza that I made last night. So, but now back on the diet.
Starting at the time this is, I'm back to dieting.
From this, as soon as I finish this soy latte, this soy has vanilla sugar. As soon as I finish this, then I'm done.
Well, luckily, most of it spilled on your pants when you walked in, which I did see.
I can't.
No, it's hard being a person.
Don't weigh yourself the morning after an Oscars party. We had like pizza bites on deck.
Were you watching it here?
No, I went to my cousin's friend's apartment, which was like a block away from mine in Astoria, which was so nice. And they made like, I felt like that person that was like not really invited, but I sort of crashed because my cousin invited me. And I feel like they had so much food, and I brought like 6 craft beers that I had had.
And your laptop because you were working.
And my laptop because I was working, and I barely said hi to anyone. So I'm just going to eat all your pizza bites. Thank you guys so much.
Goose Island in the back.
Yeah, does she want to play Catan after this?
Yes.
I would probably be cool with that. I love Catan.
They seemed like those kind of people.
I don't know what that is.
It's a nerd game, and I fucking love it. I was in a big kick. I'd go to my sister's house. I'd literally stay up. Me and my sister and her husband would play till 3 a.m. Then they'd Uber me home to my house, and I'd have to work at 8, and I would just be like,
no.
Right.
Because we'd also just be drinking wine the whole time.
That,
just
I mean, that would... That's...
And the only thing, we played the Isle of Dogs soundtrack the entire time. So for like hours, all we hear was, and then we're playing this like game. It's
Oh my god.
I told you I'm a low key nerd. Even Mike knows. Mike's like, you're low key like a fucking nerd.
I like
low
that.
Key. Low key.
High key, I'm very popular.
High key's also, Casey, okay, so you just had a birthday.
Yes.
How was it?
It was fun. We saw Little Shop of Horrors off Broadway.
Great.
Went to dinner. And then my sister and husband came over. We played fucking Catan. We did?
Yes.
And then the next morning, I had two donuts for breakfast.
Good though.
And then that night, me and Robbie went bowling, and I realized that Robbie can't bowl. He bowled a 14. He bowled a, that's a senior. He bowled a 14.
I didn't know that was possible.
No, he kept thinking, he's like, I can spin it. And then it was like very clear that he couldn't.
Five gutter balls later, it's like, maybe it's funny because
on your
story,
I was like, oh, maybe she's just messing up the scoreboard or something like that. But then the story right after you showed him
missing.
Attempting to bowl, yeah. And I was like, he's aiming for the gutter.
It looks like that. We were at the gutter, so maybe he was trying to be on brand.
Oh, your wife's
place.
We
were at the LIC, yes, yeah. But I did not.
Okay,
we had couple glasses of wine, and he's still been on the diet, he had only had like a can of tuna, so he had like one glass of wine. It was like, whoa.
He's like, I can bowl. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
He's Judy Garland again.
Oh my
yeah.
god, it was funny. He had the spins that night. I was like, you're funny.
Oh
but yeah, no, it was wait, fun. Maybe and then we I did our wedding then. Stuff. Should yeah, go on a diet so then I could get drunker
off of one glass of wine.
So off of one glass of wine.
One bowling alley glass of wine.
Yeah. Hey, those are good pours, I feel like.
Oh,
they were
that.
In. They weren't even in wine glasses. They're like in just like tumblers.
Solo
cup. Oh, that's whatever.
Cool. Oh,
they're just like in the bowling ball, and you just slurp from that.
Yeah. It's also like one of those things where you don't even specify. You're just like, you just are like, can I have a glass of red wine? And they just don't even get it.
It's like whatever it is.
No, yeah. I went to a diner recently. Like, oh, like what kind of wine did you get? I was like, it's. We're at a place where there's like broken seats. I got white.
It's white.
Like, I don't. Like,
it's
I don't.
White.
It might be nail polish.
Oh my god, that's incredible.
Exactly. But anyway, this is we got
stuff. Yeah, a heck of an episode.
Yeah. And the Diane Sawyer is coming out because it's new. We're breaking news here.
We had there was an update as of this morning. Which today is Monday the
10th.
Is
that it?
You guys will hear it later.
You'll hear it after the fact.
For you, it's right now. What if by the time this comes out?
It's all solved.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, I don't know.
I know. I'm so nervous. So we're doing the Vallow case. We're doing you guys have been on fire
AKA
in the group.
The missing Idaho kids.
The missing Idaho kids.
Literally, if you just, I Googled like missing I, and then the first thing that popped up was missing Idaho kids. I'm like, yo, everyone is like obsessed with this.
Because it's been like months now.
Yeah, since September they've been missing.
But you guys have been sending us lots of messages. So we want to do it. And yeah, I'm kind of like, I really didn't want to do this case until there was an ending. Because
I
feel like I have so much anxiety about,
and it's gonna end like it's kind of progressing towards an end, and I think it's
good.
Gonna be bad.
I think it's
same. It's gonna be not a good happy moment.
I feel like those kids are in
it's one of those
trouble,
moments
I
when
think.
You're like
I think
you know
trouble.
We all know the ending, but we just need to connect the dots in a sort of way. Well, we don't have to,
because I feel like if they're too. trying
yeah,
you know.
And everyone's been, I was telling everyone about this case, and they're like, well, I don't understand, why don't the police just arrest them? And I'm like, I don't know.
Because I think the case is in Idaho, and so it's not, what they did technically is just a contempt of court. So they will, you know, we get into, obviously, if you guys haven't heard of it, it's this woman and her children are missing, basically. And the court said, you got to show them to us. And in Idaho, that's not a crime by not doing that. It could be a misdemeanor. But again, they're not trying her because essentially it's just...
That is insane to me. Because also, I feel like anything involving kids and like their safety should... I mean, and
that's also why we don't know so much, is because all the
are
what's it called?
Up.
The case, because of the Child Protection Act. Yeah. So they can't really...
But that's the weird thing. I'm like, so that you can protect anything. Like the information, stuff like that for the kids, but it's not against the law to not bring your kids to court when you're in trouble.
Let me see what this thing that
Or to just like show us some proof that they're alive.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's not really like kidnapping because they're kids.
Right.
It's so, like so sketch.
It says to fail to obey a court order to produce the children is typically a contempt of court in a civil nature and not a crime in Idaho. This is like, I think a judge in Idaho said this. An attorney general. Sorry. However, there is a statute in Idaho that makes woeful disobedience of a court order a potential misdemeanor. So that's, I mean.
Seems like it should be a bigger deal. I think that's hard because if you've been following the case, and if you haven't, that's okay. We're going to talk about it for you and like summarize it. But they're just, there's so much more than this, like, act of her failing to produce the kids in a vacuum. Like, there's all this shit going around and swirling around, and you just know it looks bad. But I guess it sucks that they can't really do anything.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, I guess we can go. No. Let's give the history.
Started yeah, right let's talk about the timeline. Because it's really convoluted. It's we're getting confusing. This mostly from East Idaho News.
I wish
so
we
shouts
were
out.
Joking. That was my favorite. I was reading about it last night, and people were like, "Oh, like is it on like CNN?" I was like, "Well, I'm reading East Idaho News." So
no, no I'm actually no, more inclined to trust that because they're the local news. So they've been on the
it's
ground since yeah. The
no
beginning.
Shade to Idaho.
They're also yeah, like oh, I hope there's this part about.
Well, also I would say too, they had there's a major article that kind of they updated a lot on their site, and it has like timelines, interactive timelines and graphs
yes.
That really
family
help
webs, which I'm still not completely clear on everyone's relations, so but they have like this whole family tree with like a web. It's one of those string boards.
I know. It's like, it's the it's cheat crazy. Sheet of like when you're like marrying into a family. It's like your first time. You're like going over to like your significant others.
Like, it's like in the Devil Wears Prada when she's Katie? Got the binder and she's like, who is this?
Yeah. It's like Charlie Day with the Pepe Sylvia thing.
Oh my God. Because there's like another son that then made a YouTube video that just came out. Like,
yeah.
And JJ's not even her kid. Like, there's so much fucking weird shit
it's
happening
crazy
with this, but yeah, sorry, I want
to yeah, so I guess I feel like the quick thing that you need to know is that there is this woman Lori Vallow who ran off with her fifth husband named Chad Daybell. She took her daughter Tylee from a previous marriage, and then JJ is Chad's adoptive son
yeah.
Who is like actually Charles's Chad's sister's biological grandson.
So Charles,
it's her previous husband's sister's biological grandson, I think.
Yes. So Charles, her ex-husband was JJ's biological granduncle.
I don't even know. Yeah. It's really confusing.
So it was his sister, Kay Woodcock, who was also, so Kay Woodcock is referred to as his sister, also the grandmother of JJ. So it's Kay's kid's kid. That was legally adopted by Charles, then I guess I assume legally adopted by Lori as
I'm
well.
I'm also confused that we have marriage. A Charles and a Chad. I'm like, it's too much.
Oh, yeah.
But, okay, I'll start at the beginning. I'll start with Chad first. So Chad marries Tammy Daybell on March 9th, 1990 in Utah, and then they found a company called the Spring Creek Book Company, and this was where Chad would publish a lot of his books. He was like a doomsday author. That's what you need to know about him.
Yeah.
They moved to Salem, Idaho in 2015, and they had five kids. Now, Lori, she married a man named Charles Vallow in 2006. That was not her first husband. I think it was like her fourth at the time.
Yeah.
So they adopted JJ, who is missing. He is Charles's sister Kay's biological grandson. They adopted him in 2014. Also in 2014, Charles and Lori moved to Kauai, which is in Hawaii. And then they moved back to the state or like the mainland, whatever, in 2016 or 2017. And then on April 3rd, 2018, Tylee's father, Joseph Ryan, who was one of Lori's previous husbands, mm-hmm. I think maybe the third, dies of a heart attack.
Yeah.
And he has been cremated, so we will never really know if that was actually
and
the
case. Yeah, so, and he was the one who is Tylee's father.
And his sister just kind of came out and spoke about something that was just like, he's like, I guess she was saying that when they were married, like they were, she's like, they started off so nice. And then like when Tylee was only 18 months, it just went sour because she suspected Lori was a bit of a sociopath, but she stayed in contact with Lori. And then she went to go visit because she wanted to see Tylee. And she said that it was after her brother died and Lori wouldn't let Tylee talk about her father's death. She wouldn't let her mourn. They didn't say anything. She actually said in front of the sister, the world is a better place without Joe Ryan in it.
Ooh.
Yeah. It was like truly some really crazy shit. So I feel just so bad for the kid who now is like, and she said also the relationship between Tylee and Lori seemed really, really like strained and volatile. Like, and that Lori was just kind of, she said she left the house feeling like it was just so dark. And so, and she was like, I feel bad because I want to keep in contact with Tylee, but I can never see, they called her Lolo. They're like, I can never go back to see Lolo again. That was my grandma's name though. I like it.
Okay.
Whatever Lolo wants, Lolo gets.
Whatever Lolo wants. Lola, natural period stuff. Okay, just kidding. I didn't mean to make that. Anyway, they called her Lolo, and they just said, she basically just said, I never want to go back to that house again because it's really, really messed up.
Yikes. So I also was not clear on like when slash how Chad and Lori met, but the undercurrent is like it's presumed that they're in this cult.
Well,
and
she so used to go on the podcast.
Well, yeah, but I don't know like which came first, the podcast or them meeting.
I think the podcast or the cult?
Yeah, she read the books, and then I think she got super involved. So then she started to go on the podcast, which he had a podcast about all this stuff.
This podcast is amazing. The podcast is called Time to Warrior Up. By a network called Preparing the People Network.
I hope you know before we get to it, when I first read it, I was like, this is a People Magazine podcast. Truly thought that. So I started trying to look it up on there. I was like, oh, I misread something.
No, definitely not.
People Magazine is the cult of Fashion.
True.
Okay, I want to just describe. I think the first episode that they were together came out in December of 2018, but I'm not 100% sure because the episode has been pulled. So, like, I'm just looking at kind of secondary sources. But I kind of want to read the description of this episode because it's bonkers. Okay, here we go. Time to Warrior Up is a nationwide movement to become all that we were destined to become in a shifting world that needs great leaders. Of course, what would warriors be without great women of faith and courage? It's all capped. That's why I said it that way. That is why Melanie Gibb and Lori Vallow had the idea to do this podcast featuring powerful women, mothers, youth, and mentors to encourage others along the pathway toward a hopeful future. They will include many unique guests who will inspire all of us to aspire to the higher within. Oh, God, kill me.
Inspire to aspire.
Oh, God. Each of us were born for greatness. Now we have the hows of implementing the creeds, tools, steps, and processes of the warrior ethos. We are marching toward victory, ... Wow. What does this even mean?
I know it's a like insulted I wasn't asked to be on it. Do you know what I mean? I'm like,
you would do great.
I could inspire to aspire.
To the higher.
To the higher.
I hate that. Yeah. So that's their podcast, which appeared on this apparently network / like media company that just does podcasts for like churches and shit.
And I know it's
called
like
Preparing a People.
And it's kind of like to be like, well, we're getting ready for the end of the world where it's all happening with that. It's
I'm not like 100% clear on this, what this cult is, but like what I'm gathering, it's like a kind of an offshoot of like the Church of Latter-day Saints.
I think,
because they're kind of mixed. Also, the website of Preparing a People says that it is helping to prepare the people of this earth for the second coming of Jesus Christ. So, yeah, I think that it's very like doomsday as.
And I like it's sort of like, preparing it on the and not in like the get your cans of beans ready type of thing. More so like be ready for when Christ comes to like judge you as you are.
Yep. So, I'll do great when that happens.
I'm all for two. I have no baked beans in my fridge, and I don't know.
I know. I think it's crazy that they expect us to live off of canned goods at the end of days. Like, I don't even buy canned goods now. Like I'm going to see the world going down and be like, kidney beans.
I'll be the one, like, there's sirens and fire everywhere. I'll be like, can I Uber Eats like, Chipotle? Like, can we make it work?
Fucking pucked cream of potato soup.
I'll be like that guy in Jurassic World who, like, grabs his margarita to go as, like, the dinosaurs are coming.
That's perfect.
I don't know. Would you guys want to be, like, because I ask my friends this a lot. Would you want to be, like,
you
the
do?
People that survive the apocalypse and have to, like, rebuild and stuff like that? I would not. I would be like,
I think my control issues would go too far. Like, I'd be like trying to like get people. I'd kick into gear because I'm never the one that can like sit back and like let somebody else. I have a need to get things done, and that just sounds exhausting after
that's
the apocalypse.
I would just be like, I need air conditioning. I need to rest. I need like I need nice climate.
I don't do well in the heat and humidity.
So I can't be like, all right, well we're in New York now. We're walking to Michigan because that's where the sign of life is. I'm like,
forget it.
On that front.
Yeah. Oh, I really don't like that.
No.
No.
No,
I'm good. Just leave here to die. It's fine.
Fight or flight. We're just no.
We're gonna lay down and just whatever.
I truly just got exhausted and thought about trying to organize a trip to walk to Michigan
and like putting stuff in a bag and being like, well, this is my bag. Like, what? And like having to pee and shower. Ooh.
Yeah. No.
Call the hotline. What would you guys do?
We'll join your caravan.
We need a shirt that says "Call the hotline." So anyway, back
have one important distinction that Preparing a People wants everyone to know. So that also, so we don't get sued. Basically, so people are saying that I think people are calling Preparing a People the cult that Lori and Chad were in. I don't think that that's the case, because they claim that they're just like a series of lecture events that also do like podcasts and whatever for various religion/churches, and basically they have this disclaimer on their site that they're like kind of low-key threatening to like sue anyone who calls them a cult. And also they kind of like, once this came out, they like immediately distanced themselves from Chad and Lori, and they pulled all the episodes down. So basically Preparing a People is not the cult, but I don't know the name of the cult.
They're not the cult.
They're cult. They're Casey cult supportive. Here,
like, so,
I'm like, listen, they supported
the cult by doing this podcast, so I don't really know who is the cult, but apparently it's not these people, but I don't know.
We're going back to back with a lot of episodes that could end in a lawsuit, which is exciting to me.
Truly. If they saw the state of us, how we record, and then they came in here trying to sue us, we'd be like, try it.
Please, like, do you want my debit card? Like, what do you, what do you,
zipper gonna on my winter coat's been broken for fucking years. Sue me.
What?
Sue me. What do you'll get? You'll get my wedding venue. All right.
Ooh, don't give up that.
It's where all my money is.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Anyway, back to the timeline. So let's go back to what is happening. Basically, in February of 2019, Charles Vallow files for divorce from Lori, claiming that she viewed herself as a god preparing for the second coming of Christ. Yeah, your significant other says that to you, I'd be like, I'm going to take a step back and reassess. Yeah. And she would make claims like she'd kill him if he got in the way of performing her mission. And this was all part of like, this was all like in the divorce documents. Yeah. Like it was pretty crazy. Later, Charles stopped the divorce proceedings and said he wanted to make the marriage work. Because according to his...
Make the marriage work?
I mean, it seems like she was... I mean, she roped five guys.
That's true.
I know. Honestly, I just want one. Ugh, what is she doing?
Should I
join the cult? I'm going to join the cult. Yeah, Danny, let's join.
I'm down for it.
All right.
No, I won't join the cult. I'll just go on people to... Yeah, I'll just go on the podcast.
guys, we're switching networks.
Yeah. People for People.
I am preparing a people. Yeah, yeah, it's the most serial killers, zodiac signs. So hit me up.
I don't know.
What the fuck? That was so funny.
My filler sound.
That was like a beluga whale like mating sound.
That was like the sound that they make in the cartoon where their heart eyes pop out of their head.
Yep. That's where my brain goes. I saw an opportunity and I seized it.
Carpe diem.
Annie Hooters. Okay, later. Charles stopped the divorce. We said that already. Lori. Okay, this is Lori. Lori. She's fucking magician.
A sketchball.
She's so sketchy. There was a period of time when she actually disappeared in February. So I guess this was right after he called it the divorce. She just disappeared for 2 months, but she came back. And she leaves the kids with other people. Yeah. She just doesn't answer to anything. Yeah. She just drops the kids off. She leaves for 2 months and then comes back like what?
Literally like
Sarah.
Okay.
Truly
wild person. In June, Lori's cousin Melanie Boudreau demands a divorce from her husband Brandon, also according to Brandon, kind of because Melanie started to believe these same not cult like doomsday things that Lori was kind of into. So on July 11th of 2019, Alex Cox, who is Lori's brother, shot and killed Charles Vallow. He claims it's in self-defense, but we don't know. I actually also read a thing that Alex had attacked another one of Lori's husbands in the past. So, but we don't know if he's been part of the whole not cult thing or what was going on. But Alex Cox
I love how we keep doing that.
Casey.
Alex Cox.
Auga.
Auga. Shoots Charles. He actually, there's actually a recording of the 911 call. He calls 911 and it's just like, I shot this guy. And she's like, is there blood? And he's like, yeah, he's not moving.
Okay.
So initially ruled self-defense. Obviously, we're looking at that now. In August of 2019. So this is a pretty, like, this is a pretty short fucking timeline. It's a short timeline.
And it didn't, it happened, like, obviously super recently and it's still happening.
It was a cruel summer. It all happened in one summer. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So in August, Lori, Melanie, and the kids and Alex Cox moved to Rexburg, Idaho. Lori enrolls JJ in school, but pulls him out 3 weeks later, saying she's going to homeschool him. And I think around the same time also I read, so JJ had autism and he had a golden doodle that was like his service dog.
Dog, yeah.
And she got rid of the dog before they moved to Idaho. Yeah. So she kind of, I guess, called the breeder. They had this interview and he's like, yeah, I can find him at the home. She's like, I need you to take him now. So got rid of JJ's service dog, which just breaks my heart. So she took him out. She's going to hold school. Truly. On October 1st, 2019.
Also just bad parenting trait. Like that's.
I mean, also, this is a parent that knows she's about to do something.
Yeah.
Like, this is foreshadowing.
Mm-hmm.
If this was a book, I would be like,
and also, that's a sign, like, showing the lack of care empathy that you have about your child. Because, like, JJ needed that dog to, like, function better and like feel emotionally connected and things like that.
Yeah, it's really sad. October 1st, 2019, Lori rents a storage unit. She would visit the storage unit often with Alex Cox, and Cox would visit the storage unit about five times between October 6th and 26th, dropping off items, including gun cases.
Very you on Netflix.
Yeah.
Very storage unit energy. Yeah.
Yep. On October 28th, two men moved some bicycles into the unit. They would put things in the unit and then take them out days later. Very weird. Just like in and out. And this is all like on video.
Mm-hmm. Creepy.
And then nobody visits between October 28th and November 4th, which would... how do months go? September, October. Okay. Because the kids
are missing. It's only a couple days.
Yeah, but I'm just trying to think because the kids have been missing since September 23rd. So they stopped visiting. They stopped going to the storage unit right after that, it looks like. Or they went a couple times. Anyway, it's all really screwy.
I didn't read that the kids were visiting the storage unit.
No. Oh, I'm trying to find the timeline with when the kids were missing, you know, because they were missing.
And there was like items in the storage unit.
Yeah. They were like bringing their bikes in and out.
Yeah, bicycles.
On October 2nd, Brandon Boudreau says he was shot at with the bullet missing his head by inches. And the driver was driving dead Charles Vallow's Jeep with Texas plates. And he claims that it was Alex Cox in the driver's seat, who is Lori's brother, who shot Charles.
This guy was pretty trigger happy, so that makes sense to me.
And this guy, Brandon, is Melanie's, Lori's sister's, soon to be ex.
On October 9th, Tammy Vallow, who, this will be not Tammy Vallow.
Oh my God, Daybell.
Tammy Daybell.
God, they have such similar fucking names.
They sound so similar.
They have similar names, and we have Chad and Charles. I'm sorry, guys.
No, everything is overlapping, and it's like a very hard, and that's why I feel like it is. That's why a lot of people have questions about this case too.
It's so confusing. Because
you get names and a lot of them look alike and you're like, what is going on? Who are the kids?
And it's the grandson, but also the son, but also the grand uncle. And you're like, what's happening here?
Sorry, guys. This is a convoluted one. It was literally, I had to reread the same articles like a bunch of times just to try to understand the characters.
It's an impossible, I felt like Homeland at the end of it. I was truly playing jazz.
Don't ruin it for me. I plan on watching that sometime before I die.
Only watch the first two seasons. I can say only watch the first two seasons.
Don't ruin The Sopranos. Breaking Bad. I haven't seen any of those.
I haven't seen Breaking Bad either.
Let's do it. Okay. Let's spend a week in a hole. Okay. So Tammy, what's her last?
Daybell.
I keep wanting to say something else. Tammy Daybell calls 911 saying a masked man shot at her with a paintball gun.
Which is like, did you just pick up the wrong gun?
Yeah. And then 10 days later, Tammy dies in her sleep. Death ruled as natural causes.
10 days later.
We know now, that body has now been exhumed for.
They're like, I don't think that this was natural causes.
This is too many coincidences. Oh, and then we also know that Alex Cox now in December has died. So that's another person in the story.
You're jumping ahead. We're getting there.
Oh, sorry. I didn't think it was there.
That's okay. We're getting there.
We're getting there.
Joshua Vallow, 7, and his sister Tylee disappeared from their home in Idaho September 23rd. Okay, so that's after. So Tammy dies. Josh and sister go missing in September. Lori left Rexburg.
Everyone's like dropping like flies in this family.
Yeah.
And it's a very chaotic energy start to fit.
So Lori leaves Rexburg in November. She leaves behind the storage unit that contained the kids' bicycles and photos. There is a video of them taking out a giant bag that like literally looks like there's like legs coming out of it.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah, yeah. There's, there's a video. Ah. They show one of the videos of them taking like a heavy, it's her and Chad Daybell taking a big heavy thing. Anyway,
I also did read that they found all these like pictures of the kids. It was like the storage units.
It was like his like backpack or something. There was a lot of like their shit in there. So she left behind a storage unit contained that the credit card. Yeah, they got in there because her credit card declined. So they were like, this is our stuff now.
Yeah.
November 26th, Rexburg police go to the Daybells' home to do a welfare check on JJ.
And also around this time, too, I know that Tyree's, one of her friends, got a text from her.
Tyler, like, yeah, at the end of October.
Oh, wait, I think we just totally skipped the part where a couple weeks after Tammy dies, Lori and Chad marry. Lori and Chad married.
I did miss that.
That's a big part.
But
of this.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
And they got married in Las Vegas, I want to say.
Yeah, I think they got married in Las Vegas.
These people
which
are
is
jetting
where
all over the country.
Lived.
Yeah.
So, I'm confused. Yeah, so Tammy Daybell dies weeks, like literally within days of that death.
Dust is not settled. Yeah.
He marries Lori Vallow.
And she only died 10 days after she was shot at.
This is really fucked up.
Okay. Very, very suspect.
Now that they're married, that's why the police go to the Daybells' home to do a welfare check on JJ. They execute a search warrant and discover that they go to check on JJ. They say that JJ's in Arizona with family members.
Yeah.
He's not. They check on that. He's definitely not there. So they go back the next day with a search warrant and discover that the Daybells have left abruptly. They're not in the house. Mm-hmm. They were like, JJ's at his family's house. That's not true. They up and leave. Mm-mm. So shady. Like, if you did nothing wrong.
Why are you picking up and running away?
Yeah. December 11th, as we mentioned, Tammy's body is exhumed to do an autopsy, which is still pending.
And that's because
there's too many coincidences.
And that's because now they ruled it because of all this missing tape and stuff like that.
It's now a suspicious death. Like pretty much everyone's death except the first husband who was cremated. They're kind of like going back into it to see what really is going on.
And then, as we mentioned, Alex Cox, her brother dies mysteriously.
The day after they exhumed Tammy's body.
This is all fucked up.
This is all fucked up.
December was a busy month. December 21st, Lori and Chad are named persons of interest in JJ and Tylee's disappearances.
Finally.
On December 23rd, a lawyer for the Daybells releases a statement calling the parents loving and devoted. Okay,
and then
they're
kind of like, okay, we're going to release some stuff that's going to prove that you guys have it all wrong. And they just never do
nothing
or anything.
Because they don't have anything.
Yep.
On January 3rd, as last month, police execute a search warrant on the Daybell home in the one that they left behind, right, in Idaho.
Yeah.
And they seize computers, they seize documents, they seize all that kind of stuff.
Because it's around this time, too, that people were saying, they are like convinced that Lori has information about where the kids are. She's just not giving it up.
Yeah. On January 25th, Kauai police, they pull over Lori and Chad. They find them there and they tell her that she must produce the kids within 5 days. January 30th rolls around and Lori misses the deadline. They also they show her in a parking lot with Chad and this reporter is following them.
The East Idaho news reporter.
They went to Hawaii. Yeah. I'm now obsessed with East Idaho news.
I know. And he was saying all this stuff where he was Lori, everybody's been praying for your kids. And she's like, that's great.
Yeah.
She's a fucking.
Well, also because this is a case where I feel like too, because there is so much confusion going on. You do need the local news to kind of keep it alive and keep it afloat because they're just like, how would a international news outlet a package this to
well
go
yeah because by the time national news picked it up I was trying to read Huffington Post and stuff and I was I'm already too confused. You guys started and you skipped ahead 10 That's, steps
yeah
which is why this timeline is so awesome
yeah
and
yeah.
helpful.
And then I know too on February 3rd the East Idaho News, they visited the storage unit where they found all the abandoned kids items and things like that. So it's sports equipment, clothing even, and backpacks and stuff like that, because I know the kids were enrolled in school, then they were taken out of school, so it seemed like that was kind of a holding unit for a lot of...
Do you think that the kids were hiding the kids in the storage unit? What do you think was happening?
I don't know if it's because of you on Netflix has ruined my mind for reality, but I do kind of feel like that's kind of why they would be bringing stuff in here and there, making a lot of visits to the storage unit at first, and
that was my first thought.
And having all these items there, because why would you just have a random storage unit with items that kids would use day to day, because this was around October, November when you would be using the winter clothing and stuff
But the kids are already gone. September. Mm. So then they...
because they were gone, but
that's
they
what I'm saying. It's weird that they would
no
put
one had
their
seen
stuff.
Them.
Yeah, no one they put the yeah. stuff in after. Yeah, it's weird. I also read something that said that, of course, no shocker here, that Vallow had a $1 million life insurance policy.
Really?
But I heard that before, because him and Lori were having problems, he had changed it over to his sister.
Yes.
But I think that that is still, okay. from what I read, seems like it's still in the works. But
interesting.
Obviously, here there are a small motive.
That's crazy.
Because they're also living at a resort in Kauai. They're not living in an apartment. Like, do you know how fucking expensive
how are they
staying in a
it?
Resort is in Hawaii? It's not for the poor.
That makes sense. And there's been some updates as of this morning. Danny, do you want to talk about them?
Yeah, so we have some breaking updates that came in when we were truly coming to record, which felt very like CNN of us, which was fun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So the latest report, and this is according to several news outlets, including CBS News. I'm sure East Idaho News has it as well.
I'm sure they're on it.
Yeah. East Idaho News reported it 6 days ago.
Oh, truly. So they indicated that Tylee Ryan's cell phone was found with her mom in Hawaii.
Yes.
So it sort of is tying more of this up into like, she either is with the kids, knows exactly where the kids are, or something in that realm. And her phone was used several times after she disappeared, but it's unclear.
Well, here's my...
I'm just shaking my head.
I know.
I'm just upset.
Like, this doesn't seem right.
I'm just upset with this
They're
woman.
Obviously flying to Hawaii, so if the kids were with them, you would see them on, like, you know,
plane,
what do they call
like,
it?
Passport. Like, or no, I guess
passport when they look
Hawaii.
Up the record of everyone who's on the
TSA,
flight.
TSA, something.
Because contrary to popular
belief,
there's
a word
for
it,
not a bridge to drive to Hawaii. Or an underground tunnel that people used to ask me about when I lived there.
And this is kind of a... What?
People are idiots.
People are so stupid.
They'd be like, wait, it's just tourist questions that people feed them. So they'd be like, is there an underground tunnel? And you'd be like, yeah, you can drive here.
And this
only
is,
you yeah, can drive
only
here.
You, yeah.
Only you.
And it ties in more too because there's been activity on her phone that people are are kind of now getting raised eyebrows because there has been some eyebrows raised about it before, but now it's even more so. One of her friends, we mentioned this earlier, said that she got a text from Tylee saying, "Hi, miss you guys too, ... love ya." And the friend said that it didn't sound like her at all or a way that she would text. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, two small Venmo payments were sent from to just family members of Tylee. And it's like these payments we're assuming could be from the cell phone because Venmo is on is an app on cell phones. But it's interesting because it's like, you know, guys, you learn something new every day. Some of my friends don't know Venmo's on their phone because I don't get Venmo. I don't get the payments as fast as I would like.
Suspicious.
But they were saying that it's kind of a weird that she's just paying family members random amounts of money when she's like a 17-year-old girl and is missing. Yeah. Like, it's nothing really links up. So I kind of interpreted that as maybe Lori using her phone to
just
kind of
to
like show
like,
activity.
Yeah,
like, oh, she's on, she's doing the apps. You know what I mean? But
so
it's not
sketch.
Like liking Instagram posts. It's Venmoing like third cousins.
Yeah, like that's not how teenagers use their phone. They don't just text one friend and then Venmo twice.
And with like kind of now that we know that the the breaking news of like that and that the phone was found in Hawaii, does that sort of change or cement your guys' ideas about what we could assume the ending of this case will be?
I don't think it's going to be good. I want it to be good. I'm really hoping that they're just with some random family member or something like that, but I don't know. These people are not acting innocent.
So, I mean, ultimately, I think we all agree that we don't think that this is ending well.
No, something bad's going on.
I know, and I know
I
we're all very
obviously.
Cautious because we don't want, like you said, we don't want this to age poorly. But
I
think we're all on the same page. I actually don't know if they're dead. I think that they might be somewhere like not in the best conditions is kind
like
of what I think.
Like they're being kept somewhere?
Yeah.
I
think that they're kept somewhere. I truly like my first thought, like I said, was that they were maybe just dropped somewhere.
Just like abandoned?
Yeah.
And left for like without phone, without anything?
Yeah.
I hope that's all that's going on.
I hope nothing
is going on.
Yeah.
But
well, it's that weird thing too. It's like there's so many moving parts of this that it obviously isn't just it's not like an oops, we have the kids, we're just on a trip to Hawaii
there's
type of situation.
Where they can't
I mean,
say
yeah,
that okay.
seems
yeah.
super not likely.
Yeah.
And we don't even know that the kids ever were taken to Hawaii because
I don't think they're in
I assume
Hawaii.
They would have looked it up in like the roster or whatever they call it.
The
tickets.
Like that seems like it could be pretty easy
to
confirm.
Yeah, we've got records. They can find people that were on flights.
Yeah.
No, it's easy.
Right.
Red Eye Rich McAdams.
Yeah, they haven't even and here's the thing though. Again, all of this may have been already looked at, but because it's a child case, like we said, it's closed.
It's closed
they may have checked the flight records already, but they just have not been able to let us know about it yet. Mm. Which is infuriating because I want to know.
Yeah.
But I think I feel bad for the kids, and I think they're in a place where they can't say that they're okay. Like, they've got to know that people, like, are looking for them.
I also hope they're able to, like, see the news, because it's all over the news.
I know. Yeah. I also feel so bad for these kids, because first off, like, it seems like, obviously, when Tylee's dad died and Lori wouldn't let her even, like, talk about it or feel about it, like, she's got to just have a lot of stuff going on. And JJ's autistic and was in, like, I think he was in, like, a private school. Mm-hmm. Like, and
because I know he was, yeah.
Yeah, he was in, like, a school and obviously had the puppy companion, and, like, and now all he's just kind of without him. All of that. Yeah, like, they both, I would assume, are struggling if they're, mm-hmm. you know, alive with some emotional stuff. So, I don't know. I don't want to believe that they're dead, but I really hate not knowing the end of this one.
I know.
Yeah.
It's one of the things I hate not knowing, and I'm dreading finding out.
Oh, I'm totally dreading finding out. Because I think to me, this doesn't feel like something that's going to remain unsolved, because I feel like there's so many, like...
They're on it.
There's so many parts. Yeah, the police are on it. They're kind of like, we know, or it seems to me that they're like, we know you guys are being sketchy. We have to get enough evidence to charge you or bring you in for something.
Because Madeline McCann, where, like, the parents are talking so much about stuff and things like that. It's like, we're getting nothing from the parents, so all signs can point to the parents knowing something that they just don't want anyone else.
Well,
to
they
know.
Have to know something one way or the other. It's like, these are your kids. Yeah. They didn't just probably up and leave in the middle of the night. Like, you know something.
Do you know who we haven't heard anything from?
Who?
Chad and Tammy's kids. They had 5.
That's true. They did have 5 kids.
Where are they? Their dad is now up in Hawaii. Their mom is dead. Where are their kids?
I would not be speaking on this shit. I would want to stay out of the media. I would not get involved.
Don't you think we would at least know where somebody would be like, Chad's kids are fine and they're with, like, family or something like that? Like, we haven't heard anything about Chad's kids.
I feel like they're probably also, because this was December, they're like, okay, we just lost our mom. What's going on? Like, kind of like figuring out all of that.
Yeah, our dad has a new sketchy wife.
Yeah, they're probably just like, we need to gather ourselves as the 5 of us family that we have and figure
unless
out what
they're
the fuck
kind
to
of
do.
Like on the same doomsday wait, unless they subscribe to the same thing. We don't know so many questions. We don't know so many details about
them. I'm actually kind of surprised that the media hasn't, like, swarmed on them.
I feel like
in these types of cases, it's like, and here's what the mailman has to say. Like, the son
doesn't exist. They found the dog breeder. They can't talk to the kids. They found the fucking dog breeder of JJ's dog.
No, I can't wait.
They talked to the storage guys.
Are the kids minors? We don't know how old they are.
We don't know.
I assume at least one of them is over 18 if they had 5.
Well, and also kind of what you said, all the information that they could give, with if it's revolving a involving a kid, it's probably under wraps.
Yeah. Chad Daybell's kids. Wedding photo show Lorraine Ballow and Chad Daybell's ceremony just 6 weeks. Nope. Daybell family refused autopsy for death related to 2 missing. What? There's so much stuff. I can't even believe it.
I know. This is one of those episodes we could truly go on for hours because there's just so many unanswered questions.
Yep.
But unfortunately...
But the biggest one is, where are JJ and Tylee? I hope we find out soon.
It looks like... Initially, the Daybell family refused an autopsy for Tammy when she first died.
Well, yeah, but now the police are like, you don't get a choice anymore.
Yeah, because now it's an investigation. Yeah.
Sketch.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. So sketch.
So why is someone from Arizona? Yeah, this is crazy. I have lots of questions.
So many questions.
Anyway.
So little answers.
I think we all... knowing our hearts what might be the answer.
Yep. Well, hopefully everybody who DM'd this to us enjoys this episode. And it was a weird one.
Because there's a lot of information.
Yeah. A lot of information and not a lot of it makes sense.
A lot of it's confusing and a lot of names are similar.
Yeah.
There's a big cast of characters, but let's see if we can break down the main facts. It'd be that Lori has had 2 dead husbands.
Yes.
1 dead brother.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. One
dead brother who killed her husband.
A dead brother who killed her husband. A dead brother who attempted to kill her nephew-in-law. One dead wife. And altogether 8 kids. Nephew-in-law, I don't know.
It's like the sinister Brady Bunch. Jesus Christ.
Altogether 8 kids, 5 of whom we know nothing of. 1 is an older kid Colby, who just went on YouTube. And 2 missing kids. And kind of a cult. And
some doomsday shit. And a podcast. And now this podcast. Yep. And
that's what you missed on Glee.
Oh, my God.
Thanks. think that's perfect. Thank you guys for listening. Follow us, NATC Pod on Insta. DM us your requests.
Yes.
Follow me, Instagram, Sarah F. Carter.
Follow me at Kashmir Danny, Kashmir with a K.
Follow me at Caseface B, Caseface with a C.
And make sure to rate, review, subscribe, join the Facebook group, yes. Not Another True Crime Group.
We're growing people over there. Keep on coming
over.
Yeah,
we have over 1,000 people. It's fun over there. Yeah. And maybe we'll do a thread where we'll share our theories and talk about this case after the episode.
I would love that.
That'd be fun.
All right.
I would love that.
Hot.
Be so great.
And as always, Hillary Duff deserves the world.
Anything to promote?
Oh, just that my love of Hillary Duff. And also watch The Bachelor with me every Monday at Ferns. That's a fun time.
Fine.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
And I don't know when this is coming out.
Yeah,
so
I look
for me
at
Mohegan Sun in April. Oh, my God. All right. I have some April dates, so we'll see you there. Bye.
All right. Bye. Ooh. Not Another True Crime Podcast is hosted by Casey Balsham,
Danny Murphy,
and Sarah Levine.
Our editor is Mike Coscarelli.
Our podcast managers are Sean Kilby and Mike Coscarelli.
Social media by Sarah Levine.
Artwork by Brittany Levine. Be sure to follow us at NATC Pod on Instagram.
Betches.